Another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Murray's going to inbound it, and he'll give it to Waller. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass, and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the boys' basketball A2 district as Omaha Central matches up with Kearney High. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Millard South down by one, gives it up on the right side. Penetration here by Nabity, and it's blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground. It's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
Both of these teams are out of wild card contention, hoping they continue their march on to state. With similar records, tonight's match appears to be a good one. It's the A2 District Semifinals coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushker live from Omaha Central right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Omaha Central High School as the A2 District Basketball Tournament underway here at Omaha Central as Kearney High is in town to take on the Eagles. Omaha Central, one of the richest basketball traditions, especially in the last 10, 12 years or so. But this year, well, they are a little bit down by all any way you want to slice it. They're a very young basketball team. They come in at 12-9 on the season. They are the number two seed here in the A2 District. Earlier today, it was Creighton Prep winning at home against Omaha Northwest, so they will host the winner of this game. Either Kearney will make a return trip back to Omaha on Monday of next week, or it'll be Central who makes the trip across town here. For the Eagles, as we mentioned, 12-9. They'll start one senior, but they'll also start a freshman, a sophomore, and a couple of juniors, a very young team. And for Kearney High, they're a bit more of a veteran squad. What Central likes to do is they like to run the floor. They like to pressure you. They like to get a lot of points in transition. And if they can't do that, then in the half-court set, they will struggle from time to time in terms of getting some points on the board if they can't get out and run. But again, that's where their strength of their game is. When they're right, when they're on, and they're pressuring the ball, they're a pretty solid basketball team. Kearney, 11-12 on the season, as you would indicate with that, kind of an up and down. Unfortunately, right now, in a bit of a schneid here, they had won five in a row before they traveled to Norfolk, took on the top-ranked team in the state on a Saturday night up in Norfolk, and that's very tough, even when Norfolk is not as good as they are this year. But then the disappointing loss came the next Friday when they lost to Lincoln Southeast, 52-48, lost their senior night game. And so right now the Bearcats are trying to lick their wounds after losing the last two ball games, but they can certainly right the ship here in Omaha if they can find a way to control the basketball, get some good looks here, as, again, in the half-court set, they can play with Omaha Central, no question about it. It's a matter of how well they handle the press and whether or not they can turn Omaha Central over as well. We'll find out more about that and the game's plan, the strategy here for Kearney High, when we come back and talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here for the Bearcats. We'll have that on our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark at Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with the coach right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Tech Seed pregame show. I'm speaking with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High. And again, this is a unique environment. You come to Omaha Central, this is a different building. It's a different setup like any other school in the state.
Yeah, you know, it's unusual, the fact that I'm going to say this feels very familiar. The fact that we've played here several times over the course. We played Omaha Central a number of times in the last 6 or 7 years. So it's been a couple short years since we've been here. It's a fun atmosphere to play in right in the heart of downtown Omaha. I think our kids and our coaches are very excited to have the opportunity to play against Central tonight.
Yeah, the familiarity with the surroundings. But this is going to be a different team. This isn't the same Central team that we've seen, though, the last few times you guys have made the trip to Omaha.
Yeah, you know, Omaha Central right now is a very young basketball team. They probably have two or three seniors that play in their top 10 or 12. So they have a lot of youth and a lot of talent on this team. You know, so our kids, we bring six seniors. We bring, a kind of a mix of youth and experience to the gym tonight. So I think our kids feel confident that if we just execute the game plan and make some shots and play well together, that we have a good chance to come out here with a win tonight.
You kind of mentioned the game plan, so let's get to it. What is the game plan tonight?
Well, with Omaha Central, you have to deal with their pressure. You know, they're an incredibly good athletic defensive team in the half court, but especially the full court. And if you turn the ball over in the full court, it's going to lead to layups and dunks, and that's a bad recipe, especially on Omaha Central's home court. So we have to break their press. We have to take a good shot every single time, and we have good shooters. It's just a matter of them shooting the ball with confidence and us getting the best shot we can possibly get. That has been our formula the entire second semester. You know, we haven't shot the ball real quick in recent weeks, and we want to just make sure that whether it's off two passes or 12 passes, that just we get the best possible shot we can, which should lead to a pretty high shooting percentage.
When you are facing a team that pressures the ball like Central does, obviously there's a lot of importance on the point guard position, and you've made some changes over the course of the season. What is that going to look like tonight?
Well, Peyton Pocock, you know, has done a great job. He's a very our most veteran player, typical coach's kid, great head for the game. So he's a guy that's going to have to make good basketball decisions. And that may not always mean him handling the ball. We're going to have Austin Mishu in the starting lineup tonight, kind of as our inbounder, kind of hybrid forward position. He's played some point. He's played some wing for us to kind of help with the ball handling duties. So we think a combination of those guys, Zach Ryan as our backup point guard, will have a big role to play tonight. And everybody's just got to make good, smart, fundamental decisions. It sounds simple, but passing and catching is very, very important against a pressure team like Central.
Will that mean that at some times you maybe play more guards than what we're kind of used to?
Yeah, there's no question that ball handling is at a premium in this game. You know, they're going to have a pretty good size advantage. The Chandler kid is 6'8", 270 pounds. The Agao kid is 6'7". So while they may be a little bigger inside, those guys still get out on the perimeter and play. Agao plays the point of their press. So we understand there's going to be a little bit of a size mismatch there, but we think ball handling and passing is something that's going to have to be real solid for us tonight to win. So that could mean you see a few more of our guard combinations where you could have Zach Ryan, Peyton Pocock, Austin Mishu, all guys who have played some point guard for us, all on the court at the same time in a pretty decent amount of time tonight.
We've talked a little bit about what the Eagles are going to try to do to you defensively. What are you going to try to do to them defensively?
Well, we think we have to mix it up a little bit. You know, we're not going to come out and just say, hey, we're going to play man the whole game. I don't think that's unrealistic, or I think it's unrealistic against a team like Central where you can just lock him up in the half court. So we're going to mix in some man, mix in some zone, mix in some pressure in the full court, some zone type of things, just to try to keep them off balance. Whatever we do, we're going to try to prevent them from getting comfortable in their half court offense and in their full court offense. And if we kind of settle on one or two defenses throughout the course of the game that we get a bunch of stops in, then we can maybe come back to those a little bit more. But we're going to change things up fairly frequently tonight.
Is the perimeter game going to be the key to this, or just controlling the basketball and holding on to it and getting a good look, regardless of where that look comes from?
Well, we have our number one key defensively is get back on defense. We cannot have them scoring in transition, and that kind of goes with our number one key offensively. We've got to protect the ball. If we protect the ball, that's going to solve our number one defensive key in getting back on defense, because they're not going to have turnovers and leakouts and and things like that. So we got to take care of the ball. We have to shoot a reasonable percentage. I'm not saying we have to come out and just, and you know, guns blazing and shoot 80% from the field, but if we go 2 for 20 from three, you know as well as I do, we rely on the three-point shot. We're going to have to hit at least a reasonable percentage of perimeter shots, and we hope that we can get, you know, get a few looks inside as well for Arp, Johnson, Langan, kind of our combination of five men, you know, as well as some things going to the basket for our guards and wings.
All right, well, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game, and hopefully we can do this again, make another trip to Omaha early next week.
We would definitely be willing to make another trip to Omaha to play Creighton Prep, who beat Omaha Northwest earlier today. So thanks, Randy.
All right, appreciate it. Scott Steinberg, head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. When we come back with more of the New Tech C pregame show, we'll have the starting lineup right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back. Time now for our starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Omaha Central. As we mentioned, the Eagles come in with a record of 12-9 on the season, and their starters are Magai Agau, younger brother of Agoy Agau, who ended up going to Louisville for a while. Anyway, he is a 6'7 senior. Christian Harmon is 5'10 and a junior. Kazan Jimerson is a 5'9 junior. Isaiah Poorbear Chandler is a 6'8 sophomore who will make the start with Roman Behrens, who's only a freshman. He's 6 foot tall and a guard for head coach Ben Halling. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, as we mentioned, the Cats come in with a record of 10-11 on the season, and their starters tonight are going to be Austin Mishu. Mishu is a 6'2 junior who averages about 3.1 points and 3.2 rebounds per ball game. Jacob Waller will make the start as well. He averages 10 points and about 3 rebounds a contest. Peyton Pocock will play a lot of point guard tonight. He is averaging about 6.6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Austin Murray is averaging 8.8 points and 4 rebounds a contest. He is a 6'4 junior. He'll make the start with the big man, Brian Arp, 6'3 and a senior. Arp on the season is averaging 8.3 points and about 6.7 rebounds a contest. Again, your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So the Bearcats, as we mentioned, on the road. This is a familiar place. They have played here, I think, 3 out of the last about 7 years since they started this format where home teams in Class A are hosting district tournament games, and sometimes Kearney's had to win a game to make it to Omaha Central. They played a district final here a few years ago, and now they're meeting in the first round as the Eagles are the number two seed in the district. Kearney High is the number 3 seed. Earlier, it was Omaha Creighton Prep who did pick up a win today. So Prep will play the host of the winner of this game. They'll host them come Monday. And again, if Kearney High is still alive at that point, we'll have that game for you. We'll make a return trip to Omaha on Monday as well and cover them. We're going to take a quick break, be a little bit longer break than usual for the national anthem, and then we'll be back with more right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437. Or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back here to Omaha Central. And we're on top of the hill, Capitol Hill they call it here in Omaha, this site where this high school has been built and has been here for the last 150 years, was the original territorial capital for the territory of Nebraska. And that's where the school started. Been at the same location. The building has changed and evolved and all that over the last 150 years or so, but this is historically the oldest high school in the state of Nebraska. And again, the outside structure, it kind of looks like a state capitol building as well. It's right next to the Joslyn Museum here in downtown Omaha. So we're pretty excited to be here. History nerd in there for you, giving you a little history lesson of the high school and the area that we're at here. Central, of course, been one of the better teams in the state over the last few years. They made a couple of trips to the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, as they, again, have been kind of at that elite level. This year, they're a little bit down, but again, starting only one senior, and that's a gal, they really feel that next year is going to be a pretty solid year for them as well. And right now for them, the future is now as well, as they're trying to eliminate here Kearney High. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We are located right behind the Kearney High bench, and everything I say they're going to be able to hear, because there's just not a lot of folks here from Omaha Central. In fact, the section I'm sitting in, I'm the only one in it that isn't associated directly with the Kearney High basketball team, and the bench right in front of us. And the section to my right, scorers, tables, and that's going to be it. And this side only has four sections, so you can do the math. There's just not a lot of folks here from Omaha Central. In fact, Kearney High actually will have more fans here than what Central will. I would not have thought that coming in. And we're all set and ready to go as they're shaking hands. Arp, of course, will be doing the jumping here for Kearney High. And up there for the Eagles is going to be Isaiah Poorbear Chandler. And Poorbear Chandler, a 6'8 sophomore, will win the tip as it's knocked in the backcourt and going to be controlled here by Roman Behrens. Behrens in the lane, going to kick it out here for a gal. A gal on the baseline as the Eagles have first possession. And now, after they had that little flurry to get things set up, now they're going to slow it down a little bit, and the Cats are going man-to-man off of the screen. A gal's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good, and rebounded by Mishu. So Mishu brings it up, gives it to Pocock. Pocock brings in the offensive end, gives it left side to Waller. Waller, well behind the three-point arc, is going to be picked up there by Kazan Jimerson, and now Pocock will lob it inside for Arp. Arp working against Poorbear Chandler, missed the shot, and Kearney tried to get the rebound. Need the longer arms there for Austin Murray to snag the bound, as it will be tipped around and goes out of bounds. So Central will get a team rebound here. And we'll bring it in the offensive end. They kick it off here for Harmon. Off of the screen, top of the circle, Jimerson. And then floating in underneath off that screen is going to be Jimerson. And Jimerson with a nice little float has the first 2 points of the ball game. Driving in underneath. Great effort there by Murray, but he can't get the shot to fall. Central comes out with the rebound. They're on the run, and they're going to run maybe a little bit too fast as they throw it away out of bounds. So Central with the turnover here. And Kearney High will face a little pressure. Stepping through the double team is Pocock. He's able to get it off for Mishu. Mishu gives it to Pocock. Now Arp has it in the offensive end, and we'll give it back to Pocock. We'll play point guard, and they'll take it top of the circle, give it left side for Waller. In the corner over there for Mishu. Mishu working against a little pressure there by Behrens, and we're going to have a reach called here on Behrens, and that'll be his first foul of the ball game. And I don't see a single student body person here for Omaha Central that isn't playing basketball either. Waller has the ball on the left wing, and they kick it top of the circle here for Murray. Murray working against some pressure by a gal, kicks it to Arp. Arp's well outside the lane and not going to drive against poor Bear Chandler, but he'll sit a screen there for Murray. Murray's going to drive. Murray's going to float. Murray's going to get fouled by a gal. Great effort there to push the issue there for Kearney High, as a gal is going to be called for her first foul. And that'll be the second on it as a team against the Eagles. And one of the better free throw shooters for Kearney High will step to a line and shoot a couple. And Murray puts up the free throw, and the Bearcats are on the board. They trail it 2-1, 6:17 to go here, quarter number one. And the second free throw for Murray on the way. And he rattles both of them in, so the Cats now have tied it up. So Harmon on the offensive end will get the ball back out here for a gal. They work it around the perimeter for Jimerson. Jimerson gives it inside. Spin move by poor Bear Chandler. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Mishu. Mishu brings it up after the central miss. And they'll get it top of the circle here for Waller. Waller gets it to the elbow from the free throw line to Arp. Gives it off right side for Mishu. Mishu gets a screen. We'll take it. Jump stop in the lane. A little ball fake. Lost the ball, and it's going to be a reach that's called here on Behrens, and that's going to be his second. And now Mishu will go to the line. So he's got two of the three fouls that have been whistled against the Eagles, and Kearney High has a chance to take the lead. And the free throw is up and good for Austin Mishu. So Mishu makes the first of two. Bearcats are a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. And Marcus Polk going to check in here for Central. Second free throw, also good. So the Cats now have the lead for the very first time. And with the basketball on the left wing here is going to be Harmon. Harmon working against Pocock. Cats going man-to-man, driving through is Jimerson. Jimerson loses the ball, and it is off of the Eagles. So Central turns it over. And so Kearney High with the lead and the basketball. They get it to Pocock. They're looking to trap him in the corner. Gives it out to Mishu. Mishu throws it up ahead to Waller. They got numbers, but now Central cuts back and slows down Waller enough. Waller dribbles in the corner, gets it to Arp. Arp's going to kick it out for Pocock. Pocock very athletic to get his hands on that. That was nearly turned over. And he'll give it off right side for Waller. Waller gives it top of the circle here for Murray. Murray dribbles to the right side, shoots over the top of the 6'8 sophomore. His long two is no good, and rebounded by Central. Shooting over top of Isaiah Poorbear Chandler is not going to be easy. And the kick out right side of Gal will hit the first three-pointer of the game here for Omaha Central. And Kearney just turned it over. Facing a double team, Waller kind of slid to a stop there, and the Bearcats turn it over in the face of that Central press. Central now with a 5-4 lead, and they've got the basketball. Harmon gives the left side for Jimerson. Jimerson's going to kick it out. A gal jump stop in the lane. Floater rolls around, and rolled in. That was a crier. Inbounded for Mishu, faces the pressure. He's working against Polk, and Polk knocks the ball loose. He comes up with a steal. Polk, extra pass down low for a gal. A gal's going to take it off glass, no good, and then going to be tipped up and in, and a timeout for Kearney High. So Jimerson with the tip-in after Kearney High turned the ball over. And now a quick timeout being taken here by Scott Steinbrook and the Bearcats. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. It is 9-4, Central with the lead with 4:26 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And so it will be Kearney High basketball. They need to tighten things up here a little bit in terms of this press that's been somewhat effective here for Central. Waller gets it. As the double team comes, he'll throw the ball up ahead, throws a little bit too far, and it's going to be intercepted by Central. Cats turn it over, and the kick into the corner for Agao. He's going to fire the three, and he's going to hit the three. And Agao drains the three-pointer. Mishu facing some pressure, but he's able to jump over the top of it, get it up ahead to Pocock. Off of a screen, Waller has it, throws it left side for Murray. Murray on the dribble, gives it between the circles here for Pocock. Pocock dribbles right side. Kicks it top of the side for Waller. Waller catches it, but well covered there by Polk. So he'll give it left side for Murray. Man-to-man right now is Central. Mishu has it on that left side. People cycling through. Extra pass inside for Arp. Arp has the ball knocked loose. Bearcats trying to come up with it. It's picked up by Polk. Polk runs into his one of his own teammates. Does a nice job of not traveling with it. Now gives it off baseline drive for Jimerson. Jimerson off glass, no good. And rebounded by Arp. So Arp will pull down the rebound. And the Cats not waiting for any pressure. They're running up ahead immediately as Pocock has the dribble. Left side, Harmon will pressure the ball, so they got to hand it off. That five-second count was getting close. So Waller has it now. He'll be picked up by Polk, giving it right side for Murray. Murray, he's going to step back. He's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. And rebounded by Central. Central's poor Bear Chandler pulling down the rebound, and now Polk on the right side drains a three in transition. And another timeout being taken here by Kearney High. 3:02 to go here, quarter number one. It's now 15-4 Central. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Omaha Central and Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Kyle Anderson. And Anderson and Brady Johnson both checked in. Anderson's going to run the baseline, gives it to Murray up ahead here for Johnson, who'll give it off to Pocock. Pocock's got it in the offensive end. Liebarger checked in as well. And with it is Murray now on the right side. Liebarger wants it on the wing over there, but they're going to kick it left side. Anderson has it. Anderson on the dribble, gives it between the circles here for Liebarger. Now Pocock has it. Pocock picked up by Polk. And again, man-to-man here for Central. And they're really sagging off of Johnson. Johnson has it now. Poor Bear Chandler will hand it off. Well, see him hand off here to Murray. Gives it back out to Johnson. Anderson's got it. Anderson penetrates, has it stolen away by Harmon. So Harmon comes up with the steal, and he's going to drive the distance himself and lay it up and in. Christian Harmon is able to pull down the steal and then a layup on the other end. So Pocock brings in the offensive end, and it's now 17-4 here as Kearney High had the lead at 4-2, but since then it's been 15 straight points here for Central, and now we've got a push on Polk, trying to get the interception over there, and Polk will be called for his first foul. So Anderson, who was fouled, will inbound the basketball, and he'll get the ball into Zach Ryan, who just checked into the game. Ryan picked up by Polk, dribbles to the right side, gets it in the lane for Pocock. Pocock, tough little runner. That shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Central. On the run is going to be Harmon after coming up with a rebound. He loses the ball, is able to roll it out to Jimerson, and Jimerson's going to reset the offense and just give the ball back out here for Christian Harmon. And the junior will be picked up by Pocock. Have a screen on that left side by Demetrius Marable. And they'll get the ball on the baseline here for poor Bear Chandler. Chandler is able to roll it in. Just leans that over the top of the defender there. And Chandler is able to get the bucket. And Omaha Central forces another turnover. Cats have had trouble with this press. Kick right side. Three-pointer for Marable. Marable's three won't fall. Offensive rebound and a dunk by Isaiah poor Bear Chandler. So that's making a putback with authority. Pass up ahead for Johnson. Johnson doesn't want to dribble. He'll take one dribble, hand it off to Pocock. He'll give it out for Ryan, and Ryan will bring it across the timeline. Number three will be picked up by number three, Christian Harmon, and they'll give it out for 33. Pocock over there gets a screen from Johnson. They'll work around the perimeter, now giving it right side for Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, kick it back out for Johnson. Good help side defense there by poor Bear Chandler. And Liebarger has it, and there's going to be a reach called here on Central. That'll be on Jimerson, his first of the game. Again, 19 straight points right now here for Omaha Central. Back in the ballgame is Jake Waller. Waller does have a sore back. In fact, he only practiced Monday of this week, and they weren't even sure he was going to be able to start. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. So we'll keep an eye on that sore back for Waller as Liebarger works around the perimeter, gives it to Ryan. Bounce pass in the corner over there. Liebarger is going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Central. It was pulled down by Marble, who just hands the ball off to Harmon, and Harmon slowly brings in the offensive end. Cats right now are watching them take some time off the clock here because Central is going to work it for the last shot. Standing in the jump circle now with 12 seconds to go is going to be Harmon. Now he'll start action, giving it off right side for Polk. Now left wing, they give it for Flowers. Back door, lob, dunk for Isaiah Poorbear. And Isaiah Poorbear with the dunk, 2 seconds left. Runner for Zach Ryan, top of the key. Had a good look at the three-pointer, but it won't fall. And Kearney High has some work to do as they trail it by 19 when we start the second quarter. It's 23-4, Central with the lead. And when we come back, right after this timeout.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here on top of Capitol Hill in Omaha, as Omaha Central right now has a 23-4 lead as they have scored 19 in a row. Kearney High brings in the offensive end. Mishu has it left side, gives it back out to Pocock. Pocock gives it top of the circle for Waller. Waller fires the three. No good. It's going to be a little bit short. And the rebound. Mishu had it momentarily. It's tied up. And now Mishu got pulled down as they're fighting for the rebound with Christian Harmon. They're going to call a hell ball there. And Mishu got pulled down, but they help each other back up. So no hard feelings here. Possession arrows pointing to Kearney High. And the ball is going to be lobbed in here for Pocock. Pocock working against Roman Behrens as Pocock brings in the offensive end and wheels it off Waller right side. Waller had a screen momentarily, but it collapsed on him, so he'll kick the ball back around the perimeter. A little crossover here for Mishu. Mishu gives it off for Waller. Right side, Pocock has it. Lob pass down low for Arp. Arp having trouble coming up with it. Does, but he's too far under the basket now and has to hand the ball off for Mishu. By the time he got the ball, he was underneath the glass. Couldn't get a look there. Stepping in here is going to be Murray, and they're going to say Murray took an extra step. Well, that's a forced error there. Murray doing his best to try to create a little space, and doing so, they were going to say he had a little bunny hop in there, but that's forced by some pretty good Omaha Central defense. So with the ball left wing, going to be Jimerson. Kazan Jimerson lobs it again, and this time a tip, and we're going to have a foul called. As falling down, trying to do the tip-in, is Isaiah Poorbear Chandler. And we're going to call a foul here on Kearney High's Peyton Pocock. That'll be the first on Pocock. And Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler will go to the line for his first two free throws of the night. And he bends the knees and is well short. First trip to the line here for Central. They have shot the ball very well from outside the arc. Still need to total up some numbers, but they hit three of their first four three-point attempts. Second free throw here for Poor Bear Chandler is also off the mark, rebounded by Murray. And he'll give it to Zach Ryan, who checked in. Ryan brings in the offensive end. Pocock's got it now right side. Arp wants it. They'll roll it into him. Arp has it. He's working against Poor Bear Chandler. Kicks it back around. Now Murray has it left side. Murray holding on to it. Now we'll dribble a little bit with left side. Can't shoot over the top of a gal there who's 6'7". They'll give it off to Murray now off of a screen, and he'll hit a three. Austin Murray strokes in the three-pointer. First made three here for Kearney High. In fact, that's their first made field goal. Jumper on that right side, and before he took it, a gal turns the ball over. So a gal with the walk, and Kearney High, after giving up 19 straight points, strokes in the three-pointer by Murray, and Murray now will inbound the basketball. He gives it to Ryan, double team coming, so he gives it to Murray. Over to Pocock. Pocock lobs it up ahead here for Arp, and a little bit too far, and Kearney High turns the ball over again. Left wing on the drive here is Behrens. He's going to kick the ball back out here for Chance Hall, who checked in. Stepping through off of a screen is Jimerson. Jimerson missed the shot, and the ball is going to be rebounded in part by a gal, and part of it's going to be pulled down by Murray. Possession arrow is pointing to Omaha Central, so they'll get the basketball. So on the baseline with 6 minutes to go, it's going to be Jimerson. Jimerson throw it top of the key here for a gal. A gal will fire a three, and it's just a little bit strong. Rebounded in underneath by Behrens, who kicks the ball back around the perimeter, and Central dominating the boards here. They work it around. Behrens now will drive, dish right side Jimerson. He'll shoot a three. That's going to be well short and rebounded by Arp. So Arp pulls down the rebound, and Waller starts the dribble, gives it back out to Ryan. And here comes Kearney High, trailing at 23-7 with the basketball. Left wing, they get it for Pocock. Little screen set over there. Kick back left side now for Murray. Murray gets it in the lane to Arp. Out to Waller. Waller open for three. He misses the three. And the rebound going to be taken out by Central. On the run after the rebound is going to be Roman Behrens. Gives left side. Driving here, Jimerson. Jimerson, little floater up and good. Just a nice little floater with that left hand. Driving on that left side. And now the Central lead is 25-7. On the dribble is Pocock. Gives it now to Murray. Gives it to Waller on the right side. Back around is going to be Zach Ryan. Pocock is going to enter it inside for Arp. Arp trying to back in against Isaiah Poor Bear. Shot's going to be no good. And rebounded out to Central. Central pulls down the rebound after the miss. And we've got a foul, a little hand check going to be called on the Bearcats. I want to say thanks to our presenting sponsor of district and state basketball action here on our network of stations. And that's going to be Husker Power Products, your irrigation supplier in Hastings. Omaha Central making some substitutions. Chance Hall is going to inbound it and throw it in the corner there for Behrens. Behrens is going to fire a three, and he hits the three. And Central now leads it by three touchdowns, 28-7, 4.5 to go. Long pass up ahead. And with it is Anderson. Anderson slowing it down, shut off by Polk. And now Ryan has it between the circles. Gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger gives it to Pocock on the right side. They give it to Murray. Murray's going to drive off glass. Gets a bucket and foul. Austin Murray caught the ball in rhythm. Drove in hard. Hit on the arm. And now he'll have two shots after the first foul of the ball game on Demetrius Marable. So Murray trying to finish off a three-point play. And he hits it. Well, the silver lining here, Kearney High is perfect from the free throw line. They're 5-for-5. The downside is they only have 5 points outside of what they've done at the line. They've only hit two field goals, a two-pointer and a three. Marble has it top of the circle, gives it right side for Behrens, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be a moving screen here on Omaha Central. So Central with the foul. They're going to give it to Ramsey Adams. And so Adams called for his first. Since it's offensive, no free throws. Pass up ahead to Pocock. Pocock kicks in the corner. There's a Liebarger open for three, and he hits the three. Trevor Liebarger strokes in the three, and Kearney High has cut the lead down to 15. Kick here left wing. Chancehall is going to drive. Shoots over the top of Anderson. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, but Adams now will get to the free throw line after he was fouled on the drive, put up the shot. And I think they actually have a couple of different Bearcats they could give that to. They're going to settle on Kyle Anderson and his first. So the free throw for Adams. And Ramsey Adams is in the book as he hits the free throw. He makes the first of two. And it's now 29-13. 3:41 to go here, first half. And the Central Press has been effective. Second free throw is up and good here for Adams. Unofficially, Kearney with six turnovers, but it seems like those six turnovers have turned into six layups. And also Central has out-rebounded the Cats as well. Long pass up ahead here for Pocock. Pocock has a two-on-two, but he's going to be shut off by Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, so they'll set up the half-court offense. With it is going to be Murray. Murray now will set a screen as Pocock gives it off right side. He's going to fire a three. No good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Anderson, great hustle there as Poor Bear Chandler was going to pull down the rebound. Anderson fought for it, and Chandler was the last to touch it out of bounds. So Cats will inbound on the baseline. And they'll get it to Anderson. Anderson can't shoot over the top of the big man, Poor Bear Chandler. So they'll work around the perimeter. And now Liebarger will fire a three. That one's going to be a little bit too strong and rebounded by Polk. So Polk has it here for Omaha Central and will give it off right side for Harmon. Harmon back out for Polk. Polk going to shoot a quick three, and he hits it. Marcus Polk drains the three-pointer. And the lead now is 20. 33-13. And Kearney's just turned the ball over again. They'll give it back to Polk. Same spot, same result. Marcus Polk drains the three-pointer, and Kearney's going to call their third timeout of the first half. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 2:51 to go here, second quarter, 36-13 Central with the lead. Kearney High with the timeout. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Omaha Central, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here, Capitol Hill, downtown Omaha, as was originally just simply Omaha High School. Now it's Omaha Central. And 150 years the school has been around. And right now they have a comfortable lead on the Bearcats, 36-13. And Anderson can inbound it and run the baseline if he needs to. He will. Gives it to Ryan. Back out to Anderson, and they're going to say Anderson double dribbled with it. So Kearney High turns the ball over again. 36-13 as we're here now in the second quarter. 2:49 to go. And Central get it to Polk on the inbounds. Around the perimeter we go as Harmon has it. Harmon's going to direct traffic. And Harmon gives it back left side for Polk. This time Ryan right with him. 2-3 zone here for Kearney High. And the kick left side to Polk. He'll get on the baseline here for Poor Bear Chandler. Kicks the top of the circle for Harmon. Harmon, little runner, no good. Rebound going to be last touched by Central and out of bounds. Arp engaged in hand-to-hand combat with Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, 6'8 sophomore. And by the time he's a senior, he's going to be a man-child. And Anderson thought he could run the baseline, could not. So he's called for the rare travel on an inbounds play. You can move your feet in there, but you have to kind of stay in what they kind of consider a box. You can't really leave that box. And he ran about three steps to his left and clearly left whatever imaginary box there is. Ball being inbounded. They get it to Polk. And Polk now kicks off right side for Harmon. And now Harmon's going to milk the clock here a little bit with 2:20 to go. This is about as slow as Central's been on their offensive possession. Agal gets it to the elbow. Kick back out left side for Polk. He'll pull the trigger on a three. And he hits another three-pointer. He drains the three. And Kearney facing that pressure, having a little trouble with it. Polk now with 12 points in the ballgame. I think there's all of those are three-pointers. And now left side, Waller has it. Waller backing in against Polk. A little ball fake. Gives it top of the circle here for Pocock. Pocock picked up man-to-man by Jimerson. So he'll give it off to Ryan on that left wing. Ryan looking in. And again, he's giving up a little bit of ground. Gives it out for Mishu. He's picked up by a gal. Mishu stops at the elbow at the free throw line now. And will kick it back out for Ryan. Ryan giving up some ground, gives it to Waller. Minute and a half to go. Pocock has it left side here in the second quarter. Around the perimeter, right side, it's Zach Ryan. Ryan looking to the inside. And they want to get the ball into Arp, but they can't even see him because of the great job on the low post here by Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler. Entry pass is going to be knocked loose. Kearney High turns the ball over again. Eagles on the run. Layup with the right hand. Good. And Kazan Jimerson with a chance for an and one. So Jimerson comes up with the bucket after making the steal, and now we'll have a chance for the three-point play after Waller is called for his first personal foul. Well, they've been up and down all season long, Hass Central. They started the season rated in the top five, and now they're playing like a top five team here late in the year. They've been up and down. I mean, they haven't put together a tremendous winning streak down the stretch, but right now they look awfully, awfully good. And Jimerson to the line for the and one, and he misses the free throw. And it's going to be rebounded by Arp. So Arp pulls down the rebound, and we'll give it up ahead here for Pocock. Pocock with 1:05 to go, dribbles between his legs, gets a nice little screen, hands it off now for Waller. Waller will fire a three-pointer, no good, and the rebound taken out by Jordan Flowers. So Flowers checking into the game, gets the rebound, kicks the Polk. Polk's open for three, misses the three-pointer. And that's a rarity. And then going to be picked up here by Central. So rebounded by Ramsey Adams. And now with 41 seconds left, Omaha Central is going to milk the clock for perhaps one last shot. In the game right now for Kearney High, you got Chris Langan and Waller top of the 2-3 zone. And on the baseline, right in the middle is going to be Arp, Murray, and Pocock on either wing. And we've got basketball players standing in all four corners here for Omaha Central. They're milking the clock now with 19 seconds to go. We'll remind you we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here in just a few moments. Flowers gives it off right side now for Polk. 9 seconds left. Back out for Flowers, who's going to drive, float, back of the iron, no good. Arp with the rebound. Arp with 3 seconds left gives it to Pocock. Pocock's going to shoot it maybe a little bit early from half court, and it will be off the mark, and that will do it for the first half here. Kearney High, well, they've got a long way to go and only a half to get there. They trail it 41-13 here at intermission. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Omaha Creighton Prep won earlier today. They're the number one seed here in the A2 District, and they'll play the host of the winner of this game. And right now, Omaha Central looks like they're just going to be making the short drive across town here as they have a 28-point lead heading into the locker room as Kearney High trails it 41-13. And so a lot of work here ahead of Kearney High. For the Bearcats, again, as we just take a look at some of the numbers that we have, we're still totaling some things up. The Bearcats have scored only 8 points from the field. They are 1 of 6, shooting two-pointers, and 2 of 11 behind the arc. So overall, 3 of 17 shooting the ball. They have been out-rebounded by Central. And let me finish totaling up my numbers here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They've been out-rebounded by 8 by Omaha Central here in the first half. 15 to 7. So 8 more possessions there. And in terms of turnovers, I have 13 turnovers for Kearney High in the first half compared to 3 for Omaha Central. So, you know, about 10 more possessions because 8 more possessions because of rebounds, about 10 more possessions because of turnovers. Kearney High not shooting the ball very well. Central still totaling up some numbers, but they've hit 7 3-pointers. Yeah, I have that down. 7 of 13 3-pointers, so they're shooting over 50% from behind the arc, and that's the recipe for Omaha Central building a pretty comfortable lead, and that's exactly what's happened here as they lead it 41-13 at the break. Let me total up some more numbers. We'll give you the individual numbers here for both Kearney High and Omaha Central. Again, it is a 41-13 lead for the Eagles as the Bearcats on the road have a lot. They're going to have to get hot really, really quick to make this one interesting. But we'll total up those numbers and continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers here for Kearney High as they trail that intermission 41-13 to Omaha Central. And so far for the Cats, Austin Murray's leading the way. He's got 8 points here at intermission. He's hit 1 of the 2 3-pointers that Kearney's put on the board so far. The other one came from Trevor Leibarger. That is his 3 points in the game. And Austin Mishu, a perfect 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Those are his 2 points. And there you go. There's your 13 points right there. Austin Murray with 8, Trevor Leibarger with 3, and Austin Mishu with a couple of points here in the first half. For Omaha Central, again, they've been shooting the ball very effectively from outside, led by Marcus Polk, who has hit 4 3-pointers. He has 12 points at intermission. Magai Agao has 8 points. Kazan Jimerson with 8. Isaiah Poorbear Chandler has 6 to go with just a couple of rebounds. Roman Behrens with 3, Christian Harmon with 2, Ramsey Adams with 2. And again, unofficially here for Omaha Central, they have hit 16 of 30 shots from the field, shooting 53%, a little bit over 53% from the field, 9 of 17 from two-point range, and behind the arc, 7 of 13. They're shooting 54% behind the arc. They're shooting better from behind the arc than they are at the free throw line, where they're 2 of 5. Again, 7 of 13 from three-point range, and Omaha Central as a team right now shooting about 54% from the field. And again, they have forced about a dozen turnovers by Kearney High. The rebounding edge favors Central as well, 15-7 here in the first half. So, again, the statistics dominated right now by Omaha Central as well as the score because they lead it here by a count of 41-13. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if we can find some scores for you and continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We can get you updated with a few scores here. Miller West is up 45-24 in their game. And Papillion La Vista leads 35-31 heading into the fourth quarter. That's Millard West over North Star with that comfortable lead, as we mentioned, 45-24. In the other district right now, East is leading Well, that's never mind. That had been updated, so my bad. I was about to read you something I already knew. A final, Ralston over Grow is 57-48. And as we mentioned earlier, a comfortable win for Omaha Central. It was 5-5 at the end. I said Omaha Central, meant to say Creighton Prep. It was 5-5 as Northwest tried to slow things down against the Blue Jays at the Birdcage. Well, it didn't work as Creighton Prep rolls. And as we mentioned, they'll be first. They'll be taking on the winner of this game and will be trying to get their way back to the state basketball tournament. By the way, the pairings has been announced here for the girls tournament. Kearney High, the number 7 seed overall, as we expected, taking on Lincoln Northeast. That'll be at 8:45 on Thursday. And again, we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN Radio. The Kearney Catholic girls are the number 2 seed. They'll play 3:45 against Chadron. And again, I would assume that that game will either be on ESPN or on our Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney will have the basketball first to start the second half here. They trail at 41-13, and they're going to go with their starters here in the second half as Murray now will drive the baseline against the Gow, has it blocked and then rebounded by Isaiah Poorbear Chandler, and they'll work the ball back around the perimeter. Kicking it back out on the drive here is going to be Barons. Barons gives it to a Gow, and a Gow is going to hit it up with that right hand in traffic. Shooting over the top of Art. And the pass is going to go up ahead here for Murray. Murray working against some pressure there by Jimerson. Gives it back out here for Pocock. Pocock gives it right side for Mishu. Over for Waller over there. Waller thought about the three but can't shoot over the top of the taller of a Gow. Now the screen, Murray's going to drive. Get it now right side. Now Waller can look at a three. He's going to be a little bit short with that and rebounded by Central, and they turn it over. Intercepted. Now the pass is going to be up to Murray, and Murray's going to lay it off the glass and score. Austin Murray got the pass from Pocock after Omaha Central turned it over, and now in transition, Agao is going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound going to be brought into the front court. A little collision there. Kearney turns it over. Lob pass, and now a dunk for Poorbear Chandler. And we're going to have a timeout being taken here by Central. Isaiah Poorbear Chandler in transition. They lob it up to him for the dunk. And it's now a 30-point lead here for the Eagles. They lead it 45-15, 6:38 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kearney High down by 30. They inbound the basketball. They bring it across the half-court circle without much difficulty, so they stay ahead of this central press. Pocock will give it right side for Waller. Back to Pocock. Waller's got it left side. Can't shoot over the top of Jimerson, so they'll give it to Murray. Murray drives. Has a shot blocked just a little bit there by poor Bear Chandler. And on the offensive end, a little runner left side for Central. That's no good. Kearney High comes down with the rebound. They're on the run. Pocock's going to put up a spinning shot so he can get to the line. That's exactly what's going to happen here as he drew the body contact, ended up with his back to the basket, and he'll have two shots after the foul is called on Christian Harmon. For Harmon, that'll be his second foul of the game. And for Pocock, this will be his first trip to the line. And his free throw is a little bit too strong. It hits the back of the iron and is no good. So the senior is still looking for his first point of the ball game. And Pocock will have one more shot at it. The free throw is up and good. So he does get himself in the book. And Christian Harmon gets the ball inbounded to him. Jimerson and Harmon will play this little catch. Now they'll get Roman Behrens involved with it. Behrens, a little awkward there, but I don't think he walked with it as he kicked it out for Harmon. Harmon now will get it on the baseline for poor Bear Chandler, who skips it out. Long pass. A Gow has it left side. In the lane, they give it for Jimerson. Jimerson kicks out. Here's Harmon. Harmon with a three-pointer, no good. Long rebound that is by Jimerson. Jimerson can't get the shot to fall. And finally, Arpa pulled down the rebound. Kearney's got it. They try to get it inside. And there's going to be a little hold here on Roman Behrens. And that's going to be his third foul. So Behrens, the freshman, didn't really like the call there, and he'll come out of the game. Marcus Polk, who drained 4 3-pointers in the span of about 2.5 minutes in the first half, he'll check back into the ballgame. Pocock inbounds on the baseline, and he'll give it top of the circle here for Mishu. Mishu jump stop, bounce pass out to Liebarger. Liebarger is open for three. The shot won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded on that far side by Central. Another defensive rebound here for Jimerson, and he'll get the ball out for Harmon. Cats right now lined up with a 1-3-1 here as they're trying to trap the ball a little bit. They'll work around the perimeter. Harmon gives it off left side for Polk. Polk gets it at the elbow. Back inside. Nice pass to set up. Poor Bear Chandler. And Chandler will lay it up and in. Great ball movement there. And now Chandler has 10 points in the ball game. Mishu facing some pressure. Gives it off here for Pocock. It's a 31-point lead here for the Eagles. On the baseline, Waller has it. Waller kicks back out here for Mishu. Mishu, little spin move, lost it, but tracks it down. Finds Liebarger in the corner. Liebarger's three is short and rebounded by Central. It's going to be Harmon. After getting the rebound, slowly bringing it across the timeline. He gave it away. Now they get it at the free throw line for Jimerson. Jimerson, a little penetration. Now kick out here for Harmon. Harmon has it right side. Back to Polk. Polk gets it at the elbow for Jimerson. Jimerson puts up the shot. And Pocock's going to be called for the foul. And so there'll be a couple of free throws coming up here for the Eagles. Langan and Murray are going to check in after the first of two free throws here by Kasan Jimerson. With 4:18 to go, a couple of Eagles will return to the game as well. And the free throw is up and good. Ramsey Adams and Demetrius Marble going to check into the game. Free throw was good for Jimerson, making it now 48-16. 4:18 to go here, third quarter. And now the first step for Kearney High is not have that running clock. Second free throw is no good. Bearcats don't want the indignity of having that running clock and having it be a 40-point deficit. Mischu facing the double team, gets it up ahead to Murray. Murray's in the offensive end, and we'll give it to Pocock, who's in the jump circle, has his dribble with 4 minutes to go here, third quarter. 48-16. Left side, Murray open for three. A little bit strong there. Nothing's falling for Kearney High. And Polk pulls down the rebound for the Eagles. And he'll kick the ball down low. A little in-out move here by Jimerson, who's going to kick it out here for Harmon. Harmon gives it off left side, and Marble for three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Kearney High. Snagging the bound there is going to be Austin Murray. So Murray pulls down the bound, and now Kearney High will hit a three-pointer. So Liebarger gets the ball kicked in that corner over there, and he strokes into three-pointer, his second three of the game. A little drive here for Central. No good in transition. Rebounded by Pocock. Has numbers. Gives it up ahead to Liebarger. Liebarger can't get the fingertip roll to fall, and now here comes Central on the run. They slow it down. Harmon now dribbles around, kicks it out on that right wing. Now gets the ball back. Now he'll penetrate, kick into the corner. There's Marble. Marble thought about the three, but decides not to trigger that, and so they'll get the ball back out here for Polk. Polk up on the right side here for Jimerson. 2:50 to go here, third quarter. Left wing, Demetrius Marble has it. He's going to be picked up there by Austin Murray, and then back out here for Jimerson. Jimerson working against Mischu, drives the lane, floats, scores, and a foul going to be called on Kearney High's Austin Mischu. That'll be his first. So Ryan will check in before the free throw here for Jimerson, since it's an and one. He made the shot to make it now 50-19. And Jimerson at the line. Toes it and fires the free throw, and he rattles it in. So it's an and one. He does make it. Coverage of district and state basketball here on our network of stations, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Don't forget, we'll have the Kearney High girls Thursday, 8:45, right here on ESPN Radio in the state basketball tournament at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Kearney High working around the perimeter. Ryan has it. Ryan's going to slow it down a little bit. Langen's in the game here with Liebarger. Liebarger on the right wing has it. Can't shoot over the top of Polk. Gives it to Ryan. Back to Liebarger. Liebarger will fire another three, and he hits another three. So Trevor Liebarger strokes in the three-pointer. He now has three trays in the game. He's got 9 points. And we're going to have a little push called here on Omaha Central. They're going to call that on Chance Hall. So Omaha Central gets the foul called against Chance Hall, the offensive foul. Trying to create a little bit of space there. And Ryan will bring in the offensive end. 2 minutes to go here, giving it out to Langen. Langen will hand off here for Ryan. Ryan still has his dribble, gives it off to Murray. Murray working against Polk as Central is going man-to-man. And driving through is going to be Murray. Murray back the iron, no good. And the rebound taken out to Chance Hall. So here comes Central, and Hall drives, has a shot blocked by Murray. Another drive on that left side, but this one will fall for Ramsey Adams. So he makes the putback after a nice little block there by Murray. But they still get points out of it, and it's now 53-22. Minute 16 to go. Langen gives it off right side for Mischu. Mischu drives, loses the basketball. Kearney High turns it over. Central's on the run. That's going to be Hall, and Hall has the ball knocked out of his hands there by Ryan. Good hustle there by Ryan. And good work on the backside, shutting off the path to the rack by Austin Murray. So those two guys combined to knock the ball loose, but they couldn't come up with it. So with 1:05 to go here in the third quarter, Hall gets the ball inbounded, and Flowers now has it. He's working against Anderson, top of the circle. Now backing out again is going to be Omaha Central, working off a little bit of clock here. Jordan Flowers has it. Anderson and Ryan will double team. Ball's tipped, but picking up the loose ball is going to be Ramsey Adams, and Adams now will give it left side for Polk. 40 seconds left. Out for Flowers. Flowers penetrates, kicks into the corner. Three-pointer going to be a little bit strong here for Central, and Anderson pulls down the rebound. So Anderson in the offensive end brings it up here, and on the baseline is going to be Murray. Murray will slow it down a little bit. Has a screen, but away from the ball. So he'll keep backing up, handing it off to Zach Ryan. Ryan's going to give it off to Langan. Langan's going to drive, dish. Murray was open momentarily, but good defensive help there by Marble. They'll work around the perimeter. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Langan has the top of the circle. Gives it right side for Liebarger. Liebarger wanted the three. A little bit short with it. Rebounded by Adams. Adams, 2 seconds left, gets the ball up here, left side. In transition, jumped by the Eagles. Is going to be a little bit too strong here for Chance Hall, and that will do it for three quarters. It's 53-22 Central with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter here at Omaha Central High School. We come back right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Omaha Central, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here. As Central does have the basketball and a 53-22 lead over Kearney High to start the fourth quarter. Agal has it, gives it right side for Behrens. Behrens is going to be shut off by Liebarger as left wing Jimerson has it. Off a screen, they'll give it off here for Roman Behrens. A little penetration kick left side for Jimerson. Jimerson airballs a three that goes out of bounds, but off the hands of Kearney High. I think Arp was just kind of hoping to grab the ball and just got there just a shade too late. So Harmon will inbound it. They lob it up here for Poor Bear Chandler. Chandler's shot rolls around no good, and Murray will finally end the possession with the rebound. So he'll pull it down, and another turnover. Kearney High turns the ball over. Harmon has it, gives it left side. Agal lays it up with the left hand, and he's hit on the arm as Pocock, going back to try to stop the fast break, commits the foul. And he's a little frustrated because he turned the ball over. But he hustled back to try to slow things down, and now Agal will go to the line and have a couple of free throws. And the first one is a little bit too strong and no good. Score remains 53-22. And the second free throw is good. So a quick little jumper here for Liebarger. Liebarger's going to try the three. Ends up being a little bit short. On the run here is going to be Behrens. Behrens works back around here for Jimerson. Jimerson. We'll work the ball back around as they're working the clock here. Roman Behrens. Roman Behrens. Bringing it around, kick left side, three-pointer by Harmon, no good. Offensive rebound, Agal, and now Agal will try to score from the free throw line again as he pulled down the rebound. So Central very much in control in this ballgame. And a free throw here for Agal. So Gal makes the first of two, and it's now 55-22, makes the second one as well. So now a 34-point lead here for Central with 6:40 to go in the ballgame. Behind the back with the dribble is going to be Pocock. He'll give it right side for Liebarger. On the baseline, Murray's got it. Murray backing in against the Gal. Great step through, but has the shot blocked by a Gal and then rebounded by him as well. So he gets the block and the defensive rebound. And the left side, Murray knocks the ball away from Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler, gets the block, and now in transition. A little foul here on Omaha Central, and Mishu was trying to lead the fast break, got the ball. I think he was in the just beginning to put up a shot, or are they going to say it's on the floor? Nope, they're going to say it's on the floor. Well, when the whistle blew, he was beginning that step to begin a tough layup there. But as it was, they say the foul occurred before, obviously, the whistle. Alex Harris checking in the ball game will inbound it. And in the lane to get to Murray, and Murray has a shot blocked by Agao. Another block by Agao, and then the rebound, and another Kearney High miss. So Behrens has it, gives it top of the circle for Harmon. Harmon, with 6 minutes left, gives right side. Penetration here by Jimerson. Jimerson with the jumper going to be a little bit short and rebounded by Kearney High. Liebarger pulled down the rebound. And here come the Cats in the offensive end. Pocock's got it, has a nice little screen. Will drive, kick it off to Liebarger. Liebarger dribbles to the open area. Will fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Behrens, who will lead the break. Floats in the lane, trying to get it up to Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler. Chandler couldn't dunk it, so he was trying to grab it. Well, then it was knocked out of his hands by Johnson and out of bounds. So for the Cats, Anderson going to check back into the ball game. So Zach Ryan and a couple of seniors stepping out, Pocock and Liebarger, and they're getting patted on the back by their teammates. And those two seniors may be done with 5.5 to go. We'll have to wait and see here. Ball around the perimeter here for Omaha Central. It's Polk who will help enter it inside for Adams. Adams then has it stripped away by Johnson. Johnson with a nice defensive play there as he's able to pull down the basketball. Entry pass down low for Alex Harris. Harris is going to kick it out for Johnson. Johnson with the three, a little bit too strong, but rebounded by Ryan. And Anderson had the ball momentarily, kind of got tripped, no foul called, but he's able to get the ball out to Murray. So Kearney maintains the possession, and Zach Ryan off of a couple of screens will fire a three-pointer. That's going to be short and rebounded by Central. It's Adams who pulls down the defensive rebound. And Central brings in the offensive end. That's going to be Flowers, who now kicks on the right side here for Marable. Marable works it back around. Marable wants the ball back as it's in the hands of Polk here. Polk kicks left side. Penetration for Hall. Hall gets it in the corner. Central fires the three. No good. And Anderson with the rebound. Long pass up ahead for Harris. And Harris has trouble holding on the basketball. And Kearney High turns the ball over. So in transition, here comes Chance, who will slow it down and give it off here for Polk. Polk drives in the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. And it's going to be laid up in by Chance Hall. Polk with a great dribble and wrapped a bounce pass around Adams, Anderson, who was in great position. Kearney tries a three-pointer. No good over there for Murray. And Polk dribbling down the sideline is fouled by Ryan. And for Zach Ryan, that'll be his first foul.
Foul on Ryan.
58-22, 36-point lead right now here for Omaha Central with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And ball going to be inbounded here for Marcus Polk. Alex Harris will pressure him. Zach Ryan now pressures the ball as it's off on the left side here for Hall. Entry pass going to be knocked away and intercepted here by Johnson. So Brady Johnson comes up with the steal. And Johnson now works the top of the circle. Anderson's going to drive the baseline. And there's going to be a hand bar that's called here on Jordan Flowers. That'll be his first foul.
Flowers, his first, team.
So now five as a team against the Eagles, five as a team against Kearney High. But the scoreboard is all Eagles, 58-22. Around the perimeter, inbounded for Jim Lang, for Langen, not Jim, but Chris. And Chris will get it inside for Brady Johnson. Johnson's strong drive, has the shot blocked, but he's hit on the arm, so he'll go to the line. So Johnson, statistically one of the better free throw shooters for Kearney High, and he'll shoot two. Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, one of our presenting sponsors of district and state basketball here on ESPN. Johnson makes the first of two free throws. Second one rolls around and is no good. And rebound here to Omaha Central's Jordan Flowers. Flowers working against Anderson. Dribbles to that left side. Dumps it in on the baseline. Kicking it back out. Polk will fire a three. That's going to be no good. And Kearney comes down with a rebound. Another rebound there by Anderson. So Kyle Anderson snags the bound. And Anderson with the dribble gives it right side for Alex Harris. Harris gets a little screen Lost the ball, but is able to pick it up. He'll kick it in the corner for Ryan. Ryan dribbles in the lane. Little floater as he lost the ball, had to shoot it. And Johnson pulls down the rebound. Ball fake, and he's going to be rewarded with a trip to the free throw line. Offensive rebound in there by Brady Johnson, and Johnson will go back to the line with 2:54 with a couple of free throws. As the foul is going to be on Ramsey Adams. The free throw is up and no good. So one more free throw coming up here for Brady Johnson. And Johnson does stroke in the second one. So 58-24. Now with 2:45 to go. And slowly in the offensive end comes Jordan Flowers here for Omaha Central. He's working against Anderson, steps through, gets it to the elbow here for Kyrie Thurman, who checked in, and we're going to have a block foul called here on the Bearcats. Anderson called for it. That's his second of the game. And for Kearney High, they'll make some substitutions. Ty Roseberry going to check in. Cannon Coster into the ball game, and so is Trey Clevenger. So 2:37 to go here, and the Bearcats down 58-24. Ball inbounded in the corner for Polk. Polk working in against Zach Ryan over there. Polk near midcourt. Kicks here left side for Terman. Terman will drive, take it off glass, and score. Kyrie Terman, strong drive on that right side. And now a long pass up ahead here for Trey Clevenger. He gives it to Zach Ryan. Back to Clevenger. Clevenger off of a screen. Dribbles to the right side. Jump stop. Gives it top of the circle for Alex Harris. Harris will fire a three. No good. But the rebound in underneath here for Kearney High. And Coster gets the bucket. So they get the ball back out here for Terman. Terman out here for Flowers. And Flowers will get slowed down a little bit here for Alex Harris. Now Flowers is going to drive. Shot no good. Rebounded by Coster. Coster across the timeline. Going to commit the foul as he lost the basketball. And trying to get it back. He'll commit a foul here with a minute 37 to go. And that's now going to be 7 on Kearney High. So we'll head to the free throw line with a minute 37. To the line for front end of 1-1 is going to be Jordan Flowers. And everybody moving around trying to decide where they want to stand here for the 1-1. And now finally they're all set. So Flowers has the basketball with a minute 37 to go. And the free throw is back the iron. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Snagging the bound there was Ramsey Adams, and he went up high for that one. Back out for Polk. Polk working against Clevenger. Will penetrate, kick it out. Three-pointer there for Hall. No good. And coming out with it for Kearney High is going to be Harris. Harris will drive, has his shot blocked, but an offensive rebound up and in. So Coster with the offensive rebound. He's able to bring it up and in. On the drive here, going to be Chance Hall. Final minute now as Hall gave the ball away, gets it back. Little penetration. They'll get the ball now back out here for Jordan Flowers. He'll dribble near midcourt with 52 seconds left. He's working against Alex Harris over there, and they'll give it off for Terman. Terman in a little trouble, but he's able to throw it in the corner here for Marcus Polk. Polk dribbles top of the key. Now he's just playing keep away with it. They're working to milk the clock here for the final 40 seconds of the game, but Kearney High wants another offensive possession here, and the ball's being tipped around. It's going to go off the hands of Coster and out of bounds. It was tipped by one Bearcat. Coster tried to track it down, couldn't come up with it. And with 32.5 to go, Central's going to inbound. They lead it 60-38. And on the baseline, they try to get it down low for Chance Hall, and Central turns the ball over. It went off of Hall's hands, and so Kearney High will have possession with 30 seconds to go, trailing it 60-28. So Harris in the offensive end. And he'll give it off right side for Clevenger. Clevenger drives the baseline, tries a reverse layup. Shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Central. And Central is going to try to work the clock off. Polk has it in the offensive end. Now there's 8 seconds to go, and Central can pack their bags, and they'll be heading to Creighton Prep on Monday. 60-28, there's the horn. That is your final as Kearney High falls here to Omaha Central. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back here to Omaha Central as the Eagles win over Kearney High, a final of 60-28. So the season's all over here for the Bearcats as they will end the year losing their last three games, and they'll be 11-13 on the season. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney had a lead at one point of 4-2, and then 19 straight points here for Omaha Central. Kind of put it out of reach, and then they stayed hot as Central, very impressive in terms of shooting from behind the arc, especially in the first half. They finished with 7 3-pointers. I think all those came in the first half, where they were something like 7 of 13 or something like that in the first half. But in any event, they still finished with 7 3-pointers in the game compared to 4 for Kearney High. And rebounding, well, Central has a prohibitive advantage over the Bearcats, and Kearney High turned the ball over 17 times here in the ball game. And so Central wins this one by a count of 60-28. Let's go through the individual scoring numbers here. And we're still totaling up some other numbers, which we'll go through team-wise in a little bit. But for Omaha Central, very balanced scoring. They had 4 players in double digits, led by Kazan Jimerson, who finished with 12 in the game. Marcus Polk also with 12, all those coming from behind the three-point range. Magai Agao finished with 11. Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler finished with 10. Chance Hall had 4. Ramsey Adams with 4. Roman Behrens with 3. Christian Harmon with 2. And Kyrie Terman late in the game with a bucket. He finished with 2 points in the game here for Central. Central led 41-13 at halftime. And they go on to win this one by a final of 60-28. Now for Kearney High, as we mentioned, they will end their season here today. They were led by Austin Murray, the only Bearcat in double figures. He finished with 10 points in the game. Trevor Leinbarger had 9. Alex Harris with 2. Austin Mishu with 2. Brady Johnson with 2. Cannon Coster with 2.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money, call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back here to Omaha Central. Sorry for the technical difficulties. They unplugged me. And not really an equipment problem. It was somebody unplugged an extension cord they probably shouldn't have unplugged. Anyway, for Kearney High, let me again go through the numbers here real quick in terms of scoring, because we did get cut off. Individually, Murray had 10, Trevor Leibarger with 9, Alex Harris with 2, Austin Mishu with 2, Brady Johnson with a couple of points, Cannon Coster with 2, and Peyton Pocock with 1 point here in the ball game. For the Bearcats, of course, they'll have to be saying goodbye to their seniors. Chris Langan, Trevor Leibarger, Kyle Anderson, Peyton Pocock, Brian Arp, and Brady Johnson all playing the last game here for Kearney High as they fall in Omaha to Central, a final of 60-28, and still totaling up some numbers here for Central. And I think I'm getting pretty close to having this all done as we take a look at team numbers. For Central, they shot the ball very, very well, especially in the first half. They finished in the game unofficially 23 of 51, so they shot 45% overall from behind the arc. They struggled in the second half. They shot over 50% in the first half, and they finished 7 of 20 in the ball game. So 35% from behind the arc, and overall, they shot 45% in the ball game. Meanwhile, for Kearney High, they actually warmed up, balanced those numbers out a little bit, but still finished with only 22% shooting in the game, where they were 8 of 37 overall and 4 of 22 from behind three-point range. And again, the Bearcats do fall here by a score of 60-28. Rebounding, Central with the advantage, 30-17. And again, turnovers unofficially at 17 turnovers for Kearney High compared to 7 for Omaha Central. And again, the Bearcats will end their season here losing the last three games of the year, and they're now 11-13 on the year, and that'll wrap up their season. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, hopefully have a chance to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High, as I know some of the players have made their way out of the locker room, so we'll hope to be able to talk with the coach as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take one last break. Hopefully have a chance to talk to the coach. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the season all wrapping up here for Kearney High as they fall to Omaha Central 60-28. Kind enough to join us, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach. And coach, about a 19-0 run in that first quarter, and then after that, Central never really looked back.
Yeah, you know, out of all the scenarios that we kind of talked about in the pregame and talked about with our coaching staff, you know, we truly thought that we were a type of team that could come, whether it was at Central or whoever, and at least be in the game. That's been kind of the story of our season, with the exception of a game at Norfolk. you know, we had an opportunity in regulation and overtime to win a lot of basketball, basketball games. We won half of them, but, you know, unfortunately got on the wrong side of this one tonight. And it just, a team like Central, it's like sharks in the water, and there's blood in the water there, and they just fed off of that. You know, they sensed a little bit of insecurity in us with the ball, and that led to turnovers, and that led to transition layups and dunks, and kind of exactly what we talked about in the pregame that we couldn't have happen, unfortunately happened there. You know, no matter how many timeouts or different press breakers we ran, that late first quarter, early second quarter just absolutely buried us.
Yeah, and I think your analogy of blood in the water and the Sharks was very much that, because they really got you back on your heels. They really were in there in attack mode, and not only did they force the turnovers, but then that fed their offense, and they started hitting some three-point shots when you guys were struggling from behind the arc.
Yeah, you know, we didn't. I felt like we went for about a 3 or 4 minute stretch where we didn't even attempt any shots. And it was just turnover after turnover, you know, and when they're getting to the rim for layups out of transition, you know, it's amazing how the confidence really grows. Next thing you know, they're hitting step back threes and 23-foot NBA threes, and then that makes them all but impossible to guard. And they shot up really well. We didn't shoot it very well tonight. You know, we told our guys second half just to come out and basically chuck it. We had to take shots. You know, whether they were good shots, bad shots, it doesn't really matter at that point when you're down 20-plus points. Close to 30 points. We weren't even getting shots in the first half because of their defense. It was just suffocating in the full court, suffocating in the half court. I tell you what, if Central plays like that, you know, we had their last 7 or 8 game films, and if they play like that, they're good enough to beat about anybody that we've seen this year. That's for sure.
Yeah. So Prep might have their hands full when Central does come to town. Time now to kind of put a bow on the season, unfortunately. As you look back, how would you kind of characterize this squad from 14-15?
Well, you know, I just told the guys, in post-game locker room conversations are awfully hard when you say goodbye to 6 seniors. You know, and I think these seniors were kind of, they were, and stuck isn't the right word, but Class A, there's been a transition. There's been a shift over the last 4 or 5 years. And part of it is a shift in the way games are scheduled, and part of it is a shift in the balance of power in terms of where the best basketball is being played right now. And you saw again tonight, you know, that there still is a gap right now between the Omaha Centrals and other Metro teams, between about everybody else other than maybe Norfolk right now. That's the one spec right now in the state where, you know, we're probably on their level. But, you know, our seniors, if you look at the schedule that we played when they were 9th and 10th graders, maybe playing 3 Metro games to the schedules that they played when they were juniors and seniors playing 8 Metro games, that's a hard schedule. You know, this is a team that is better than the team a year ago and a better than the team from 2 years ago. Now, we got double-digit wins to show for it. I wish we had 15 or 18 wins to show for it. You know, but I think these seniors did a good job at understanding, you know, that they were going to have to work a lot harder and work a lot smarter to put ourselves in a position to even be competitive with some of the folks on our schedule this year. And obviously tonight was a bit of an anomaly here where it wasn't the most competitive game. But, you know, I think our guys understand, you know, that they competed to the best of their abilities. You know, they had great leadership on and off the court. I'm proud of this, what this crew does in the classroom, what they do with our youth program, what they do in other sports. You know, so I think that's the mark that they've left on our program here. And they're good kids, and it means a lot to them. And as a result, that means a lot to me as their coach that really invested in what we're trying to do here.
Well, they've been fun to watch. They've been a joy to watch, and they do represent Kearney High very well, as do you, my friend.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
All right, Scott Steinberg, head boys basketball coach here for Kearney High. Bearcats do fall to Omaha Central 60-28. Don't forget, we'll have more Kearney High basketball for you on Thursday, as the girls will be at the state basketball tournament taking on Lincoln Northeast at 8:45, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. Once again, your final 60-28, Central over Kearney High, ending the season for the Bearcats at 11-13 on the year. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.